This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 113, Biography of Bernard Sanders, the Senator from Vermont. General information. Bernard Sanders, commonly known as Bernie Sanders, was born on September 8, 1941, in Brooklyn, New York. He is an American politician who has served as the junior United States Senator from Vermont since 2007. Sanders is notable for being the longest-serving independent in U.S. congressional history, although he has caucused with the Democrats since joining the Senate. He has been a pivotal figure in American politics, particularly known for his progressive policies and his two presidential campaigns in 2016 and 2020. Early life and education. Bernie Sanders was born to Jewish immigrant parents from Poland, Eli and Dorothy Sanders. His father worked as a paint salesman, and his mother was a homemaker. The family lived in a small rent-controlled apartment in Brooklyn, where Sanders grew up in a working-class environment. Sanders attended James Madison High School, where he was involved in sports and was known for his interest in politics even at a young age. After high school, he enrolled at Brooklyn College but transferred to the University of Chicago, where he became involved in civil rights activism. He graduated with a degree in political science in 1964. Early career. After college, Sanders moved to Vermont, where he worked various jobs including carpentry, freelance writing, and documentary filmmaking. His early political activities included running for office several times, initially without success. He was involved in community organizing, particularly around issues of education and housing. In 1981, Sanders was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont, as an independent, defeating a six-term incumbent. His tenure as mayor was marked by progressive initiatives like community trust funds, support for the arts, and efforts to make housing more affordable. His success in Burlington laid the groundwork for his later political career. Election history. Sanders first ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 1988 but lost. However, in 1990, he won a seat in the House as an independent, representing Vermont's at-large congressional district. He served in the House for 16 years, consistently winning re-election by large margins. In 2006, Sanders decided to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Jim Jeffords. He won the election with 65% of the vote, becoming Vermont's junior senator. He was re-elected in 2012 with 71% of the vote and again in 2018 with 67%. His presidential campaigns in 2016 and 2020 brought him national attention. In 2016, he ran as a Democrat, challenging Hillary Clinton for the nomination. Although he did not win the nomination, his campaign significantly influenced the Democratic Party's platform. In 2020, he again sought the Democratic nomination but suspended his campaign after several primary losses. Political stances. Bernie Sanders is known for his progressive and democratic socialist views. He advocates for universal health care, often referred to as Medicare for All, which would provide health care to all Americans as a right. He has been a vocal critic of income inequality, pushing for policies like raising the minimum wage, free college tuition, and student debt cancellation. On environmental issues, Sanders supports aggressive action against climate change, including the Green New Deal, which aims to transition the U.S. to renewable energy and create jobs in the process. He has also been a proponent of campaign finance reform, advocating for overturning Citizens United to reduce the influence of money in politics. Internationally, Sanders has criticized U.S. foreign policy, particularly military interventions, advocating for a more restrained approach. He supports Palestinian rights and has been critical of Israel's policies towards Palestinians, which has sometimes put him at odds with mainstream democratic views. Sanders has also been a strong advocate for workers' rights, supporting unions and pushing for legislation that would protect workers from exploitation. His stance on immigration includes pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and opposition to mass deportation policies. Throughout his career, Sanders has maintained a consistent message of economic justice, social equality, and political reform, making him a unique and influential figure in American politics. Bernie Sanders, the long-serving senator from Vermont, has garnered a significant following due to his unwavering commitment to progressive policies that aim to address income inequality, healthcare, and education reform. His supporters admire his consistent stance on these issues, which he has maintained throughout his political career, often positioning himself as a champion for the working class. One of the primary reasons people support Sanders is his advocacy for Medicare for All, a policy that would provide universal healthcare coverage to all Americans. This proposal resonates with many who are frustrated with the current healthcare system's complexities, high costs, and inequities. Supporters see Sanders as a beacon of hope for those who cannot afford healthcare or have been bankrupted by medical bills. Sanders' focus on reducing income inequality also strikes a chord with many. He proposes policies like raising the minimum wage, implementing a wealth tax, and ensuring that the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share of taxes. These ideas appeal to voters who feel that the economic system is rigged in favor of the rich, and they view Sanders as someone who genuinely wants to level the playing field. His campaign's emphasis on education reform, particularly making college tuition free at public institutions, has won him support from younger voters and families burdened by student loan debt. By advocating for education as a right rather than a privilege, Sanders taps into the aspirations of those who believe that education should be accessible to all, regardless of economic background. Moreover, Sanders' authenticity and straightforwardness in political discourse are refreshing to many. Unlike many politicians, he does not shy away from calling out what he perceives as corporate greed or political corruption. This candidness, coupled with his refusal to accept corporate donations for his campaigns, paints him as an outsider fighting against the establishment, which is particularly appealing in an era where trust in politicians is low. Environmental issues also play a significant role in Sanders' appeal. His Green New Deal proposal aims at tackling climate change with urgency, which resonates with environmentally conscious voters who see climate change as an existential threat. His commitment to transitioning to renewable energy sources and creating jobs in the green sector speaks to both environmentalists and those concerned about job security in a changing economy. Lastly, Sanders' grassroots movement, which relies heavily on small individual donations, fosters a sense of community and participation among his supporters. They feel directly involved in his political journey, which not only energizes his base but also reinforces the idea that change can come from the bottom up, not just from the top down. This democratic approach to campaigning and governance is a cornerstone of why many continue to back him. One of the primary reasons people do not support Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont is his political ideology, which many perceive as too far to the left for mainstream American politics. His advocacy for democratic socialism, including policies like Medicare for All and free college tuition, often raises concerns among voters who fear these initiatives could lead to higher taxes or an overreach of government control in personal lives. These voters worry that Sanders' vision for America might not align with the country's economic and cultural fabric, potentially leading to a significant shift in the American way of life. Another significant factor is Sanders' age and health. At the time of his campaigns, he was one of the oldest candidates, which naturally brings up questions about his ability to serve effectively through a full term or even survive the rigors of the presidency. His health scare during the 2020 campaign further amplified these concerns, making some voters skeptical about his physical capacity to lead the nation. Sanders' approach to foreign policy also alienates some supporters. His criticism of military interventions and his stance on issues like Israel-Palestine relations can be seen as too dovish or even anti-American by those who advocate for a strong military presence and unwavering support for traditional allies. This perspective often leads to a lack of trust among voters who prioritize national security and a robust foreign policy stance. There's also the issue of electability. Many within the Democratic Party and beyond believe that Sanders' progressive policies might not appeal to the broader electorate, particularly in swing states or among moderate and independent voters. This concern was evident in the 2016 and 2020 primaries, where his campaign struggled to convince party leaders and voters that he could win a general election against a Republican candidate. Furthermore, Sanders' campaign style and his supporters' behavior have occasionally turned off potential voters. His passionate base, often referred to as Bernie Bros, has been criticized for aggressive online behavior, which can alienate those who might otherwise be sympathetic to his cause. This negative perception can lead to a broader rejection of Sanders himself, as people associate him with the actions of his most vocal supporters. Lastly, Sanders' long-standing political career, while a testament to his dedication, also means he has a record that can be scrutinized. Opponents often point to his past votes, statements, and associations to paint him as out of touch or inconsistent with current political climates. This scrutiny can deter voters who prefer candidates with less political baggage or those who can present themselves as fresh alternatives to the status quo. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.